Thank you, Mr. President. And first, allow me to, since this is the first time to take the floor today, to welcome the distinguished ambassadors that joined our CD family today, and to wish the best for the French ambassador, and hopefully he'll get better soon, and be able to join us with all the wisdom that he brings to our meetings. Mr. Ambassador and Mr. President, I think today we are very close to having an agreement on hopefully the final version of this draft that we are discussing. And the essence of this approach that you are proposing is simplicity and clarity. And I think I didn't hear since the beginning of the discussions any delegation objecting on this approach. On the contrary, I've heard all the support for that. And from this standpoint, my delegation will try today to maybe help in this discussion. It's very hard to speak of the distinguished ambassador of the UK, distinguished colleague from Mexico and others, Cuba as well, who have eloquently put forward most of the points that I want to make. But I will try to contribute to this discussion as well. And I see mainly four points or three points that are now on the table, but I don't see any red lines. As previous years, we usually had very contentious issues that we call or tend to call red lines. But today, I don't see that. I see delegations trying to improve and trying to make this a better version, which is a healthy practice. But we should not, I will use the word that I heard from your intervention. I don't know if it was in Chinese the same, but to be obsessed with details and specific points. First, on the title, I do add my voice to delegations who, my delegation personally, we don't have a strong position on this, as we see this as a program of work that would fit the purpose. However, if this would be more comfortable for other delegations to have it in a form of decision, we would support that, and we understand the rationale behind it, so we don't have a problem with that. We think this would make our life much easier. On the proposals made by several delegations, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Russian delegations and others as well on making proposals and making them available for all of us. PP4, I think we had a very lengthy discussion on PP4, and I have to add my voice to other delegations who said that we, at your proposal, with a very minor tweak that I think I shared with your delegation yesterday on a linguistic correction, would be, in our view, fit for purpose and very, very well placed to absorb and take into consideration all the positions of all delegations. I don't think the addition that was made or the proposal that was made by the distinguished delegate of Russia would help us get closer. I mean, this proposal is a lengthy one, and I don't think getting into lengthy proposals at the moment and adding language at the moment will help us. So I think we would prefer to stick with the proposal that you have made, Mr. President. On OP3, and I have to add my voice as well to previous speakers, the word agenda, as described by our dear colleagues from Pakistan, is not, in our view, the perfect or the best choice of words. And we don't need to, I will not repeat what has been said on the need of an agenda or the need to have or to give some space for coordinators and subsidiary bodies to perform the duties. It's clear that we are all operating under consensus, and this whole program of work is operating under the rules of procedures of the CD, so we do not have, or we should not be stuck in this particular phase where we will start drafting or trying to stipulate on each and every step for the subsidiary bodies. We could work on the language, but minimal language, that would be our preference. And maybe I will borrow the suggestion by our Pakistani colleague to have a different wording for agenda. We have an agenda for the CD. We don't need to have agendas for subsidy bodies. On OP2 and the proposal by the French delegation to add, as far as I remember, and the work guided, I'm trying to understand this proposal and how it would affect the whole decision, but I don't see a major issue with this addition. And of course, we second the request to have the names for the coordinators. Mr. President, I'll stop at that. But I will refrain from making any proposals or putting any requests for my delegation in our national capacity. And I'll try to support your work as president. As I said, we have a very excellent proposal in front of us, very basic, very simple, that will get us to where we need to be. And I hope that we will all be able to support it on Thursday. Thank you, Mr.